This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. This is Mix Sunday Morning for the week of June 18th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff. On the phone with us this morning, Mr. John Schlitt and Mr. Bob Hartman from the Christian rock group, praise group, whatever you guys want to call it. They are warriors for Christ. That's what I say, Petra. I am so honored and blessed to have you. And I'm just going to, I call it as it is on the show, guys, back on the show again, because we did this one time, but for some reason, like I said, the Lord didn't have it in his plan, but today it is his plan. So it's meant to reach someone out there for his kingdom.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally am in agreement. This is John. We never know what God's plan is until he lets us see it. And hindsight's 20/20, but sometimes it takes that to try to figure out just exactly what God had in store.
Yes, sir, it does. Because he is in control. Well,
absolutely. No doubt about it.
You guys are on a tremendous 50th anniversary tour. You've been in Tennessee, and you're going to drop down to Huntsville, Alabama this Saturday. And I'm really excited about that because I think I'm going to be there. You'll be at the Dream Theater Performing Arts Center on June 24th. That's next Saturday. And I just want to throw it out there real quick that you can go on PetraReunion.com to grab those tickets. And you want to get those because I love technology, guys. Guys, people have snuck videos in of the concerts and posted them. And what an amazing job you're doing on this tour.
Well, thank you. It's just being available, and God's opening those doors. And, we've got a good system. That's always an amazing thing. And being able to transfer what we want to, how we want to play and the talents the band has to go forward. And it was a good combination, in Cleveland. And we're looking forward to the same thing coming up this next Saturday.
Well, I have VIP passes, and I think I get to come backstage. So just to be able to shake the hands of people that had such an influence on my life. As I told you the story before, one of the first two cassette tapes I ever had was Petra. And I played it in my boombox until it wouldn't play anymore. I stretched it, and I have it at home. It's still in my collection through the years of all the different forms of media that we use.
That sounds great. We're so glad when we hear stories like that. It once again reminds us that God's plan is so much greater than ours, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah. We don't know half of what God is doing, with our music. And it's great to be out on the road again and hear all the stories from people of how, our music has made a difference in their life. And it's so gratifying to us to hear a little bit of what God has done through the ministry.
Well, it is. And we come back, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to talk about Mr. Hartman. You do a lot of the writing for the group, and I like your perspective on it, and you can share that with our guest.
Okay.
We'll be back with Mr. John Schlitt and Mr. Bob Hartman of Petra right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us from Petra, Mr. John Schlitt and Mr. Bob Hartman. Mr. Hartman, we, as I said before, we kind of cheated in an interview before that didn't happen. But we got some really good information, and it's something that stuck with me over the past couple of weeks. And it's something you said. I talked about how music, how you've written music for the group, and what kept you inspired. And what you said, Mr. Hartman, when you sing the Word of God, it doesn't change. It's the same basically yesterday, and it is the same today.
Yes, that's certainly true. And I've always tried to use scripture and a scripture base to my lyrics, because you kind of can't go wrong there, you know. Bible says that his word will go out and accomplish whatever he wants. And I think that's, you know, been a real key for Petra's music being spread around the world and touching the lives that it has touched. It's God's word, and, you know, it always brings back a harvest.
Well, the lyrics are amazing. Last night we were in the kitchen, and I had YouTube up on the TV, and I put my little surround sound on because I'm a Christian music. I love it. And I pulled up Grave Robber, and it was neat to sit there in the kitchen, and I was singing it as I walked into the kitchen, and my wife was sitting there singing it too. And a song that was written, it was written so long ago, but it is a song for today. So God's purpose, guys, you're so blessed that what he had you write years ago is really a motto song for today.
Well, I think that's what you said earlier about the Word of God. You know, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And maybe that's the key to keeping the song fresh.
Because his word, he tells us not to amend it, not to change it. It is what it is. And if we stand on that word, it will always live.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be able to sing these songs, because really, this is after 50 years. Petra's been a band for that long. And going out and doing this 50th anniversary, the reaction and the depth and just the spirit of it all when in the evening, singing these songs, they're timeless. They're timeless. They are appropriate for today, as you said, with Grave Robber. They don't age. Even though our styles may be a little supposedly not of this generation of today, still the message is so relevant that I think it doesn't matter. It still makes it very fresh.
Well, I tell you what, speaking about styles, we'll talk about that in our next segment. We'll be right back with Petra right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us, Petra, Mr. John Schlitt, and Mr. Bob Hartman. Coming out of the last segment, I said I was going to save this. John Cooper, who is the lead singer of Skillet, who is one of my favorite bands, put a video out, and your promotional group posted it on your Facebook page, talking about the ultimate, I mean, just Christian brother, here's my handshake for paving the way for all of us. It was a truly amazing story.
Yes, John's a good friend, and we've had a chance, Bob and I especially, have had a chance to talk with him in person, and he is a very, he's very grateful, and he wants to make sure that everyone knows it. I think that's a very genuine person. And it's just, his story is not unlike a lot of people. And, you know, again, like Bob and I have said before, We don't have any idea what God is doing. We're just available, and we're trying our best to do the best we know how. With what, that's what we've been doing for 50 years, trying to play the most excellent music we can with the tools we have, and the message that never changes. So, John is a great example of being a grateful person that's not afraid to tell the world. And he's always a joy to talk to and listen to. We appreciate him very much.
Now, do you guys have the fog machines that shoot out the cannons on your arms like he does?
No, that's his thing. Our thing is just get on stage and do our job.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to put that in because,
I'm glad he's able to do that. We just aren't quite that's just not quite our style.
Well, I love the story real quick, what he said. He begged his mom to take him to your concert, and his mom called it basically devil music. And she finally gave in. She finally gave in and took him and told him basically that she was going to snatch him up out of there if she heard any of that, and it didn't happen. And you never know who you touch in your ministry. And 50 years later, you're still touching people because you're still touching me. You're an inspiration to me to keep doing what I do.
Well, absolutely. God's plans are always very intricate. And again, we will never know how things go in stages. One thing, isn't it great that mom, his mom, cared enough to go and take a chance? And when she heard the truth, she said, okay, I get it. I respect your opinion, John. Yes, you listen to Petra all you want. But the fact that she cared enough for her son that she wasn't going to let, she thought, this devil music interfere with his upbringing, isn't that great? But also at the same hand, isn't it great that she discovered that we actually could be useful to her son? I think that's great. And as you point out now, John's out there in influencing, oh my gosh, millions of people, millions of kids, with a testimony. He's not afraid to shout out Christ anywhere. So it's always an honor to just watch how God has used our efforts to take it even to the next level. These are the kind of stories we get to hear that not many people do, from a grandfather who told his son, don't you ever listen to Petra, until he finally discovered he was wrong and brought his grandson to our concert and apologized to us for being a barrier to his son, but praise God it didn't get in the way. But we also understand, this is what they were taught. This is how they were taught, that we were, we were rock, so we must be from hell. And it just, but they actually checked it out. Wow, I'm okay. This works.
I've challenged kids over many years in youth ministry to bring me a secular song, and I'll find you a Christian song. The only difference is there's a message in that Christian song, and to give Christian music an opportunity. And thank you guys for just keeping, like I said, the fire going and wanting to come back and do this 50th anniversary tour. It's really cool. I love looking at the fan base at the shows. And like I said, I'm excited to be in the fan base next Saturday.
Well, it's a celebrate. It's almost a celebration of the past and the present. A lot of our fans, a lot of people that come to these concerts have memories of the concerts we did in the past, and it's exciting for them to go, yeah, I remember that. Oh, that was so cool. It's beautiful memories. And we really, and I'll tell you what, they bring a lot of friends that have never heard of us before because they're proud of their music. They say this music can make a difference, and they believe in it. And it's a lot of responsibility for us because we want to go in there and fulfill God's plan for that night. And again, as we've talked about, God's plan is so much bigger than we can ever figure out. So we just have to go and be available and do the best we can to fit in the ultimate plan that God has for us for each night.
Amen. You guys have time for one more segment?
Of course, sir.
All right. We'll be back with Petra right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us from Petra, Mr. John Schlitt and Mr. Bob Hartman. Guys, again, I want to thank you for taking the time out. This is a, like I've said, it's a blessing, and that comes from my heart. And today's a very special day, and I want to say happy Father's Day to both of you and to your families.
Thank you.
And maybe if you have just a minute to talk to our fathers today and something that either one of you may have on your heart to encourage a dad.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say how important a father is in the family. And I think we're in America, we've lost a little bit of what that means. But the father's guiding hand on the son and daughter is something we can never fully understand and appreciate the way God has given us that kind of authority in the family. And it's just wonderful to be a father, but it's also a tremendous responsibility. I'm sure John will agree. You know, that.
Yes, absolutely, Bob.
You know, you never quit being a father. Once you become a father, you never quit being a father. You're a father for the rest of your life. And, you know, it's an awesome responsibility. That's why it's so important that we get on our knees before God and ask Him to give us the strength and the wisdom to be that father figure that He wants us to be.
Amen.
Good job, Bob.
Yes, very good job. Well, guys, as we get to the end of the show, I would like to, can I just say a prayer?
Please.
Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you with John, Bob, myself. Lord, that I ask you to be with them out on this ministry tour, Lord, your ministry tour. That God, whatever happens Saturday, in Huntsville, that you will direct every way. Lord, that your word will be opened into hearts that have never seen it before. And Lord, and through every member of this group, you will use them in magnificent ways. I ask you to be with their families and protect their families, Lord. Keep them safe as they travel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, buddy, so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks, brother.
You're welcome.
Look forward to meeting you.
And you'll be at the Dream Theater Performing Arts Center, and that's this Saturday, June 24th. I can't wait to meet you guys.
Same here. And thank you for your time. Thank you for letting folks know that this Sunday that we're looking forward to the next Saturday. And again, happy Father's Day to everyone. Every father out there that is facing the challenges of fatherhood. And just again, thank you. Thank you for letting us share our hearts and thoughts about Christian music and Christ. And just thank you.
You can get your tickets at PetraReunion.com. Mr. John Schlitt, Mr. Bob Hartman, God bless you guys. Thank you for being a part of Mix Sunday Morning.
God bless you too, my friend.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have a great week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Petra was just totally amazing. If the Lord didn't come back We'll be back next week for another Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.